Welcome to episode 26 of Near Death Dolls. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Paige.
And we are your hosties with the mosties.
While talking about ghosties.
And other darkly ocular shit.
Oh, like going to the dentist. Oh my gosh. Going to the
dentist,
optometrist.
Yes, sure.
I was going to say dentist. Anyway.
Good job.
Thank you for joining us today. Lisa will be covering the Black-Eyed Children.
Right you are, Paige. But before we get started, we have to shamelessly plug our recently launched Patreon, which you can find in the link in the episode description. And by joining, you can support the show, and you get some of those awesome perky perks. And thank you to the unbelievably generous and awesome peeps that have already signed up.
Perky perks. I like perky perks.
Perky perks. Ooh, who doesn't?
Keep them perky. But yes, absolutely. Thank you, Patreons. We love you so much. So much. But Lisa, what are you guzzling today? What's in your gullet?
Oh, girl. I am drinking some high-quality H2O.
Water
I know it's
sucks.
Not very exciting.
Water's great. Water's good for you.
Water is good for you. But I did want to mention something I will probably be making after payday. And that would be something that one of our Patreons and friends of the show, Chelsea, suggested. Paige actually did a blog post on our Patreon about some fall Halloweeny cool spooky cocktails, and Chelsea actually commented this cocktail, and it sounds phenomenal. It's a pecan pie martini.
Phenomenal.
It phenomenal. Sounds delicious. It looks amazing, and let me tell you what's in it. So the actual cocktail part is rum chata, cream de coco, bourbon shaken with ice. Ooh. But where you get real fun is the garnish.
The garnish, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's a caramel. You melt caramel. You I guess put the rim in the caramel. That's your stickiness. And then you dip it and coat with chopped pecans and cinnamon.
Ooh. Wow, so, what a garnish.
Yeah, and you know what I also want to add on there? It's not on there, but I want to add some, like, toasted coconut flakes just because it looks like it would God. Go so well. I know it has nothing to do with a pecan pie, but I just kind of want some toasted coconut flakes. But
I think
it
that
looks
would be good
amazing.
On there, yeah.
Yes, and I feel like, really, this is any season. I don't know about you guys, but, like, in Texas, like, pecan pie is all year long. It's not just for holidays.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Pecan pie is bomb.com.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, this looks good. And like I said, if I could drink cake or pie, I would. Ha! And hello. This is the best of both worlds. So, thank you, Chelsea, for putting that up on our Patreon. That was awesome.
Yeah. Now we're going to have to try some pecan pie cocktails. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Paige, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a pie.
Are you?
I am drinking a pie. It's based on the post that you mentioned and the different mm-hmm. autumn, fall-themed cocktails that I posted on there. I picked one off of there just to play around with today for our episode, and I picked Sparkling Apple Pie Cocktail.
Uh-oh, that sounds amazing.
Hell yeah, it is. It is very tasty. I'll tell you a little bit. I cheated a little bit today. I didn't go whole hock. I don't know. I didn't do the whole thing. I didn't put in all these fancy ingredients, but I did. I used Sugar Bee brand apple cider, and it's so good. It is the tastiest apple, you know, like the dark brown cider.
Ooh, yeah.
That you can get, like, not just apple juice, but cider. Non-alcoholic. Yeah. Yeah, so good. Okay, so I got that, and I mixed it with some Barefoot bubbly wine, so like sparkling wine, and then I didn't do the rest of this because this is just tasty enough for me when I get real fancy. I was going to wait until the poll results came in of which cocktail would win the different autumn cocktails that I put on there, so I didn't go in all the way, but this is the ingredients here. It's apple juice, cinnamon schnapps, little bit of honey, little bit of hot water with champagne, cinnamon, and sugar on the rim for the garnish, with an apple slice for garnish as well. Yeah, so that's the fancy version. And then if you just want to do the page version, I literally just poured sparkling wine in some apple cider, and it's very good.
That sounds very appropriate and seasonal for this spooky season that we are now in.
Totally. And it's a cold drink, and it's cold out, I mean, hot outside, so perfect.
Because that's the South.
That's where we live.
Yes. That sounds good. It sounds like an apple mimosa. Apple mimosa.
Apple mimosa. Yeah, it totally is an apple mimosa. That's a great point. And it's so good, Lisa.
That sounds amazing. I'll have to get one of those too after payday.
After payday. Yeah, we could coordinate some fall cocktails one day.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh my God. Pumpkin spice all the way.
Basic bitches over here.
That's what we is.
Yep. So Paige, how about we dive into our topic of the black-eyed children?
Bum, bum, bum. I'm already scared.
Good. I hope so.
Was this one? Okay, so I know you've done some paranormal research in the past for different episodes, and creepy things have happened to you while you were doing it. How about this time? Any creepy stuff?
No, not at all. Thank God.
Okay, good.
Nope, thank goodness. Not so much for this one.
Good. It makes for a good story.
It does. But unfortunately, nothing happened to me while researching this. It's all good.
Good. I'm glad you're safe.
So let's get into the background and history of the Black Eyed Children. So who are the Black Eyed Children? Black Eyed Children, or kids, are actually an urban legend that was first reported by a journalist in Abilene, Texas, which I believe is west of Dallas a little bit. It's almost in the center of Texas.
Have you been there?
I have not.
Me neither, but wow, I did not know Black Eyed Children were born in Texas.
I wouldn't say they were born in Texas. The first modern report is from Texas. Mm. I actually really wanted to cover this in our regular urban legend episodes, but I felt it was too interesting just to make it like a 10-minute episode. I felt like there was a lot more that I really wanted to talk about regarding the Black Eyed Children.
So, I agree. Definitely full episode material.
Okay, so Black Eyed Children are described as beings of unknown origin, but they look like human kids.
Creepy.
Yes. Anything with kids is just super freaky.
Yeah, yeah. Just cue the music of a soft lullaby and children laughing, but you can't see them. In a dark house.
La, 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 la. Does that work for you?
Yep, you got it. That's the one.
For kids. So they usually appear between the ages of like 6 to 16. So there's a little bit of an age range there.
Whoa.
They could be anywhere in that age range. They're not usually older teenagers. Like 15, 16 is like the appearance cut off.
After that, they turn into other kinds of monsters.
Who knows? Maybe. So they wear baggy, slightly outdated clothing. They wear a lot of hoodies and hats, anything that will slightly obscure their faces, sometimes wearing sunglasses, even at night.
Whoa, really? Okay. So you said baggy and hoodies. Are we talking like 90s wear?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sure they're walking around in their JNCOs.
I know, God, JNCOs, I can't. Oh, that takes me back.
I had a pair, I'll admit it.
I did too. Hopefully everybody did.
I wore them in middle school. By the time I got to high school, I was like, okay, let's wear some normal clothes.
Right. I got to make friends.
Also, the reason they do this is because they have black eyes and they're trying to cover that as much as possible. And when I mean black eyes, I don't just mean the pupil or the iris. I mean the whole freaking eyeball is black.
Oh, that part I didn't know. That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no white to be seen on their eyes.
Oh, God. Demons. Kill them. Kill them with fire.
So it's reported that they travel usually in twos. Every once in a while you'll hear about just one, but usually it's two, sometimes three. But usually no more than that. And usually when it's two, there's like an older one and a younger one.
Gang activity.
It, baggy clothes, sunglasses at night, hiding their face. It sounds like some bad troubled kids.
Yeah, some teenage hoodlums getting together, causing trouble.
Yeah, some hoodlums. There you go. So it's said on occasion they have deeper voices or sometimes monotone voices.
Oh my god. Monotone like Men in Black?
Maybe.
Oh shit.
Deeper voices that don't necessarily fit their age or size. And yeah, monotone.
Oh, that's scary.
Yes. It is scary.
Scotty.
Wah, wah, wah. So their objective seems to be to enter your home or vehicle. They will come to your door and ask to use your phone, your bathroom, escape the weather outside. They just want you to invite them inside.
Nope. Sorry. No.
I don't know you.
Go to the neighbor.
And people who encounter them often say they feel compelled to let them in. And if you refuse, they get angry and aggressive. And that's when they will lift their head to meet your gaze with their big black eyes.
Holy shit. Oh my god. Can you imagine that? Somebody knocking on your door at midnight like, can I come in? No. Well, let me show you my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
You want to let me in now? No.
I'm like, extra no.
Exactly. I just put in the deadbolt, bitch.
So some people have stated that after encountering the black-eyed children, they get physical ailments like headaches, nausea, nosebleed, or even heart attacks.
Whoa, damn.
And it's usually like within 24 hours of encountering them, and then sometimes subsequently after that.
Oh my god, Lisa. I mean, it's not the same exact thing, but like when people see UFOs or mm-hmm. even people who have seen Sasquatch or even some claims of people who have seen Men in Black, they all get weird mm-hmm. symptoms the next day or a couple days later.
That's strange, right?
Very strange. And like, well, a lot of those ones, they get like conjunctivitis. So I'm glad black-eyed children don't cause that. Yeah, they don't cause pink eye. They cause black eyes instead of pink eyes.
And, you know, I was wondering if there was some kind of either infection or some kind of defect that mm-hmm. can cause somebody's eyes to go completely black. And no, there isn't. But there is a thing where your pupil iris, like everything that maybe should have color to it, can go black, like an inky black.
Oh.
Or ink black, not inky.
Oh, but like you're not born that way, but it happens because of a disease or something?
I think you are born that way. I can't remember if it was a disease or just a defect or something like that. But nothing should cause your entire eyeball to go black.
Okay, so just the iris and the pupil, not necessarily the rest of the eye. Damn, it'd be so scary. It's like, have you seen those contacts that go across the whole eyeball?
Yes, I have. They're so scary.
They're so scary, and they look completely uncomfortable.
Oh, I've never worn contacts. I only recently got glasses for, like, reading and computer stuff, so I've never had to wear contacts, but you do, right?
I used to. I got laser eye surgery 10 years ago.
When did this happen?
10 years ago.
Damn it.
But yeah, I used to wear contacts every single day, and you know, you get used to them, obviously, but they're not comfortable, and it's not comfortable to learn how to put them in your eye. I can't imagine with the full eye contact how to put that in.
No. I do not want to put things in my eyeballs if I can help it.
Oh yeah, it's not comfortable. Ugh.
So hey, let's talk about some of the theories as to what the black-eyed children might actually be.
Yes, I'd like to know. Let's dig in.
So one is vampires, on the basis that they need to be invited into your space and they can use some kind of persuasion and they have some kind of pull over you. It seems that makes you want to let them in, but then you kind of snap out of it.
Oh my god, like you said, look into my eyes.
Exactly, yeah. So a lot of vampire lore says that you have to be invited into the space, right? Or into someone's home.
Yeah, that's supposedly, that's what they say. I love vampire lore and folklore and different countries have had different folklore about it, but there is definitely a few countries in Europe that have said, you know, they can't come into your house without being invited in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's one thought, vampires. So the next one might be extraterrestrials. based on the eyes being all black. And mm-hmm. someone on Reddit suggested, and I hadn't thought of this, but I was looking this up, and this makes sense. They suggested that the black-eyed children might be hybrid humans mixed with grays, because you know how the grays have the big black eyes?
Yeah.
So that, plus the fact that these maybe humanoid, you know, breeds, mm-hmm. They're short, they're like children, so they look young. And aren't the grays supposed to be a little on the shorter side?
According to Communion, yeah, they're like 3 feet tall.
Exactly. And there's a lot of reports of them just not being very tall, like no more than like 4, maybe 5 feet max.
Just like you'd assume.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so if a gray is breeding with a human, maybe that's the result.
Barf, can you, oh my god, ugh. I know they usually do it like artificial insemination in the abduction stories, but could you imagine having intercourse with a gray alien with their weird scaly skin and big black eyes? Ugh. Blech.
Well, I don't know if you always choose to copulate with a
gray, oh, of course, an it's alien. Not a choice. It is not a choice, but, or some people, I guess, it might be, but...
Actually, I'm sure we'll cover it some other time, but there is an abduction story about a guy who very much chooses to copulate with an alien, and we'll talk about that one another time. That one's an interesting story, but that another time. Another episode. next, the next theory is they might be time travelers or other dimensional beings. It's thought this because sometimes it's reported that the black-eyed children use older, outdated language or refer to older items. Like saying, can I come in and use your telegraph instead of your telephone or your cell phone?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That would freak me out so bad if a little kid knocked on the door at midnight and said, excuse me, ma'am, may I come in and use your telegraph? And I'd be like, what? My what now?
Do you have a rotary?
Right? Yeah. Like, nope, I don't. Sorry, kid.
Yeah, no. So that one, not so much. I don't really feel that one so much. But the next one is demons, based on the eyes and the effects that they have, i.e. headaches, heart attacks, stuff like that. And okay. Yeah, so what do you think of that?
I think that's very interesting, also based on our Hostage on the Devil episode, Hostage mm-hmm. to the Devil with Uncle Ponto. Throughout that whole book, the whole idea behind the possession and the exorcism is at some point you have to accept them in, meaning like they have to get permission. So similar to a vampire, they can't come inside without asking permission first.
And you shouldn't either. Ba-dum-tsh.
Ba-dum-tsh. Gotta be consensual, guys.
Yes, keep it consensual. So on that thought, according to Rare.com, in an article titled The Chilling Legend Behind the Black-Eyed Children, they referenced a book called Your Haunted Lives, The Black-Eyed Children, or Black-Eyed Kids, I'm sorry. And this is a little deeper than I've ever heard, but it has to do with Native Americans. So here's what it is quoted from the book.
Okay.
The Iroquois Indians believed in a dark power called the Otkon. Now, I don't know if I'm saying that right. It's spelled O-T-K-O-N, but I'm going to call it Otkon. Okay. That could take over children and a, quote, unquote, evil one who would mate with human females to produce black-eyed, chalky-skinned children.
What the fuck?
These children were killed by the tribe soon after birth and burned to stop them from resurrecting. Children wandering alone in the woods could also be taken over by Otkon and would reemerge with black eyes and pale skin, acting nervously while repeating themselves over and over. Their goal was to destroy the tribe and infect all of the people with Otkon.
What the fuck? That sounds like all of the theories you've just posed kind of rolled up into one.
Yeah, kind of. And this is an old Iroquois belief. Or maybe if you're still a part of the Iroquois tribe, I don't know if they're still a tribe, but maybe you do believe this. I don't know.
I'd like to know if anybody has that information on them. Please email us at neardeathdolls@gmail.com because we would love to know.
Love to know. Like, really, it's very interesting.
Yes, I am super fascinated in that. I didn't realize that it would go back that far. I mean, you know, obviously we call it something a little different now, but it's the same phenomenon, it sounds like.
Yeah, and see, I had never known, I've known about the black-eyed children, but I had never known it went that far back.
Right. I didn't either. That's fascinating.
We're going to talk about the first modern day reporting of the Black Eyed Children. And it was from Brian Bethel of Abilene, Texas. And Brian is actually a newspaper reporter. So take this with a grain of salt.
Right. I know, right? It sounds like he's trying to make up a good story. Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, see, I watched an interview with him and he doesn't seem like a sensationalist type reporter, like reporting on Bat Boy or anything like that. He's a very, like, normal reporter. And the thing is, with him, what he says this, I'll tell you the story, and he says this happened, and this is back in the day in, like, 1996. He sent an email, I don't know if he sent it to, it was very confusing. It was almost like he sent it to some people as almost like an email chain. Now, I know if you're younger than us, you may not remember this, but a lot of things, stories got passed around just through email and people forwarding emails, like, all the time. Like, that's how things got around pre, like,
Twitter
forums. Yeah, pre-Facebook, pre-Twitter, pre-MySpace, like, there was just a lot of emailing going on. Like, the internet, I think maybe some people don't know, especially, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to call you out for being younger, I'm just trying to explain that, back in the day, like, websites, the web addresses, like, you didn't really know how to find information. I mean, you had to go to a website called AskJeeves.com and put in your question. Hope to God he had an answer. A lot of stories got passed through just forwarding emails. And that's what he did, I believe, is he wrote this down and he maybe forwarded it to a couple people he knew, but like, oh my God, this is what happened to me. And it kept getting around and it actually got so popular, people started coming back to him with questions. And I don't think he expected that. And he really didn't answer a lot of these questions and he didn't really put it out there so much. And this actually got, his story actually got picked up by Creepypasta and put on the Creepypasta site.
Recently?
No, a while back.
Okay.
I think when Creepypasta first started. But Brian actually asked them to remove it because he's like, this isn't just a work of fiction. This is a true thing. So please don't have it on your stories. This isn't
They were putting it up as like a something that someone made up for a fun story. And he was like, no, that happened to me.
Yeah. So if anyone doesn't know what a creepypasta is, Creepypasta is a website, I believe, that just has a lot of stories.
Kind of like just fiction, but like people make them up and put them on there. And
right. And that's where like Slender Man got his start. Like someone wrote the Slender Man story, put it up there.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, like modern day mythos or urban legends, people creating them for fun.
Absolutely. So that's what that is. But like I said, he asked them to take it down. But I was trying to go through and find his original story that he wrote. And I had read it a long time ago. But I couldn't find the original one, but I found him talking, like, retelling it another time.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to read that to you. It's not too terribly long, but okay. And I'm kind of starting in the middle of, this whole article. He had this whole article about how it started and how it went and then how it ended up and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to just read the happenings of this particular day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So he says, near as I can figure, this happened in 1996. I've managed to pin down the date that far. I feel like it happened in the spring or summer, since I remember wearing a pair of shorts. But one of my great regrets is not recording the actual date of the event.
It's so hard, isn't it? If you're just trying to think back, I can't remember dates for anything that's not written down.
Oh, no. After you hear the story, you'd think it would be something you'd never forget. But given enough time between, not the case. My memory isn't that good.
I get it.
Yeah, you got it? Okay. I had gone down to the former site of Camelot Communications, one of the original area internet providers, to pay my bill. At that time, Camelot was located on North First Street, near the movie theater, in the shadows of what is now Chase, then Bank One. I was using the light of the movie theater's marquee to write out my check, which I planned to put in Camelot's night drop slot. Involved in my work, I never heard them approach.
Whoa, shit.
There was a knock on my driver's side window. Two young boys, somewhere between 9 to 12 years old, and dressed in hooded pullovers, or hoodies, just stood outside. Ooh. I cracked the window a bit, anticipating a spiel for money, but I was immediately gripped by an incomprehensible, soul-racking fear. I had no idea why.
God, and that isn't normal.
So he's already feeling it.
You don't usually look at a 9-year-old and think, oh, I'm so scared.
A conversation ensued between one boy, a somewhat suave, olive-skinned, curly-headed young man, and myself. The other, a redhead, pale-skinned, freckled young man, stayed in the background. The spokesman, as I've come to think of him, told me that he and his companion needed a ride.
Oh, God. Don't let them in your car.
They wanted to see a movie, Mortal Kombat, back then. But they had left their money at their mother's house, and could I give them a ride?
Huh. Nope.
He says, plausible enough. But all throughout this exchange, the irrational fear continued and grew. I had no reason to be frightened of these two boys, but I was, terribly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'd be scared, too. I think. We'll see.
I think it's just, I'd feel awkward about it.
Right. If I thought it was just too, like, at this point, he hasn't seen anything
weird
supernatural.
Yet.
Okay.
No. After a bit more conversation, I looked up at the theater marquee and down at the digital clock display in my car. Mortal Kombat's last show of the night had already started. By the time I could have driven the boys anywhere and back, it would practically have been over. All the while, the spokesman uttered assurances. And this is what the one kid said. He says this. That it wouldn't take long, that they were just two little kids. They didn't have a gun or anything.
What? Okay. That's a strange argument.
So this little kid's like, it won't take too long. We're just two little kids. We don't have a gun or anything. Well, good. I hope not.
Right? That wasn't on my mind until now.
You said that last bit was unnerving.
Yeah.
I noticed that my hand had strayed towards the lock on my door. I pulled away, perhaps a bit too violently. In the short time I had broken the gaze of the spokesman, something had changed, and my mind exploded in a vortex of all-consuming terror.
Oh my God.
Both boys stared at me with coal-black eyes, the sort of eyes one sees these days on aliens or bargain basement vampires on late night television. Soulless orbs like two great swaths of starless night. That was very poetic.
It was very poetic. That sounds like a journalist, I guess.
Yeah, that's nice. He said, I did what I feel any rational person would do. I full on freaked out inside while trying to appear completely sane and calm.
Yep. Exactly. It's like, I have no reason to actually be afraid right now, so I'm going to pretend I'm not.
I apologize to the kids. I made whatever excuses came to mind, all of them designed to get me the hell out of there, fast. The aura of fear was now palpable. Black hanging thing, almost as if reality itself was warping around me. Yep, journalist.
Yeah, holy shit. Woo, scary too, though. And I guess by this point, he said he saw the black eyes.
He did, yes. So he said, I wrapped my hand around the gear shift, threw the car into reverse, and began to roll up the window, apologizing all the while. My fear must have been evident. The boy in the back wore a look of confusion. The spokesman banged sharply on the window as I rolled it up. His words, full of anger, echo in my mind even today. He says, we can't come in unless you let us.
That's why you're not getting in. Because I ain't going to let you.
Yeah, we can't come in unless you tell us it's okay. Let us in.
Nope. But what little kid says that? What little kid
I don't know.
Would say any of those things? Like, oh, don't worry. We're just little kids. We're not going to hurt you. We don't have a gun or anything. It's like, okay.
Let us in.
Exactly. Like, we can't come in unless you let us. Duh. I'm not letting you in.
Oh, God. He says, I drove out of the parking lot in blind fear, and I suspect I didn't And I'm surprised I didn't sideswipe a car or two along the way. I stole a quick look in my rearview mirror before peeling out into the night. The boys were gone. Even if they had run, I don't believe there was any place they could have hidden from view that quickly. Anyways, the story goes on, but
But that's the crux of it.
Yeah, that's the main story.
Whew, Jesus Christ, that's so scary. I could see something like that happening.
Yeah, and one thing about the black-eyed children, and I've read this and I've heard this several places, I don't know how true, I mean, I don't know how true any of this is. It's
true.
Pretty much an urban legend.
Yeah.
But it said that once you find out about the black-eyed children, like once you've heard the story, they will seek you out.
Do what?
I just fucked everybody here. You're all now going to be visited by black-eyed children. This is like that. What was that? What was the videotape one?
The Ring.
The Ring. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, the Ring.
You I just ringed you guys.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. No, I'm just kidding. I'm down. I'm
passing it on.
If I see a black-eyed child, I will have a good episode, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have two other stories here that I found on Reddit that I thought were pretty good. Hopefully they'll creep you out a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm already there. I'm creeped.
So this story is by the user is Shelby McGurvey on Reddit, and it's titled "I Almost Pissed Myself."
Sorry. It's a good title.
Here's what Shelby says. So when I was like 13, my mom and her boyfriend had to go to the hospital and no one would be able to get my brother to the bus stop the next morning because they had to stay overnight. So I got to miss school the next day to take my brother.
Nice.
After I made sure my brother got on the bus and stuff, I went home and cleaned and did random stuff a 13-year-old did.
Clean is not something that a 13-year-old does, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, sure. To each their own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was 11:45, I'm guessing in the daytime. It was 11:45 when there was a knock on my door. Thinking it was the mailman or a neighbor or something, I opened the door and said hello. There was this kid at my door. He couldn't have been much older than me at the time, but he had bangs that were covering his eyes, which I found weird because it was like 107 degrees outside.
Oh, God. Sticky, sweaty hair is the worst.
It is the worst. So this kid was like super still. I thought one of my friends had put a mannequin there and ran away or something, but then it spoke. It sounded like a fucking robot or something. It was like it was programmed to say this. And here's what it said. My mother said to ask someone for a phone in fear I get lost. Do you have a phone? Now, that's a kind of weird way to phrase that, isn't it?
It is. It doesn't sound quite right. It's like they memorized a phrase and just repeated it back.
Yeah, it gets me because I would think you'd say, hey, can I use your phone? My mom said if I got lost, I should, you know, can I borrow a phone?
Right.
But he says, my mother said to ask someone for a phone in fear that I get lost. That sounds maybe like an older way of saying that.
It's almost weird grammar, too. I don't even think that's quite correct English. Not that it matters. I'm just like thinking,
no.
You know. Yeah, it's very, very spooky. Very Men in Black. This gives me a lot of Men in Black vibes.
Kind of does. So she says, at this point, I was shitting my pants because, one, I'm a 13-year-old girl, and this older boy dressed like a burglar was at my door with his face half covered. Two, for some reason, I just couldn't look away. I felt like if I moved or said anything other than yes, I'd explode. And three, I saw two other boys around the same age standing in my driveway dressed the exact way the one in front of me was. Baggy jeans, dark hoodie, and scuffed up shoes.
Oh, that's scary. I mean, even in just like the most basic idea of it, there's some teenage boys with a younger teenage girl and they're trying to get in the house. Paranormal or not.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And girlfriend, you're 13. Don't answer the door for anybody. That was like the rule numero uno when my parents started letting me and my sister like stay home for a few hours by ourselves. It's like, don't answer the door for anybody. I don't care who's out there. Do not answer the door.
Yes,
it looks like exactly. Like a cop. Don't answer the door. Doesn't matter. Don't answer the door.
Yeah, exactly. If it's someone who really needs it, we can call you or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She says, so I started to stutter and shake my head. It was the only thing I could do. And finally, I got out a no and then started to close the door. But the fucking bastard put his foot in the way. Then the two others started walking up and I was like, oh, hell no.
Uh-uh. Yeah, oh, no.
And she spelled it in A-W. Capital hell, no.
Our kind of girl.
Yeah, right? She says, I grabbed the bat by the door and threatened him. If you don't leave right now, I'll fucking kick your ass, then I'll call the cops. I shouted so loud, at least one of my neighbors could hear, I hoped. I'm like, yes, girl.
Get it. She's my hero. She's not trying to be polite like the guy was. Like, you know, like, oh, I feel bad saying no to these guys. I'm just going to pretend I have something else going on. She's like, fuck you. Get the fuck off my patio or whatever.
She says, now I was the short girl with fucking SpongeBob pajama pants on. I was in no way threatening. Then the fucker moved his foot and stepped back into the middle of the other two perfectly. So they're like in a straight line.
Ooh,
then the far right one said in the exact same tone as the first, I'm sorry to bother you. I'll just come back again later and ask. I was like, what?
Why would you need to come back later?
That's a very weird thing. I'd be like, if someone threatened me with a baseball bat, I don't think I'd be coming back.
No, especially if it's supposed to be a quote-unquote casual, like, hey, I just need to use your phone. Wouldn't you think they'd be more like, okay, whatever, we'll just go use somebody else's phone. I won't, yeah. Not, I'm coming back later.
So she says, internally, I was planning my funeral. Just as I was about to close the door, the first one smiled and looked up at me, and there were some fucking black eyes. Oh. The other two looked up and did the same, and I was like, nope, and slammed the door shut, then called my neighbor, who was this big-ass 20-year-old dude. He ran over and looked for them all around my house, but he said they were gone. When I told my mom all of this, she didn't believe me and said I was lying.
Oh my God.
They never came. Yeah, I feel like, Mom, come on. She said they never came back, but I'm still scared to be alone at my house now.
Oh yeah, I would be too. But I'm glad they had a baseball bat right next to the door. That kind of makes me want to put a baseball bat next to my door.
All right, how about one more here?
Yes, please. This is spooky.
This one's kind of spooky. It's titled Black-Eyed Kids Like Water Parks.
Oh, so at least it's fun spooky.
Yeah, fun spooky. All right, so this one says, this one's by Nobody Reads CP.
Okay.
That's their name on Reddit.
I wonder what CP is.
Maybe Creepypasta? Nobody reads Creepypasta?
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think when I was looking through like the comments on this one, I think the person does YouTube videos, and I think, I forgot what it's called, like Nobody. I think it's like I Am Nobody or something like that. And so I think Nobody Reads, like Nobody's the person's name, reads Creepypastas.
Okay.
I think that's what the explanation is. But Anyways, Black-Eyed Kids Like Water Parks. This one says, a few years ago, I had a run-in with the entities known as the Black-Eyed Children. For those of you who don't know, the Black-Eyed Children are beings that roam at night. Now, we know they roam during the day, too, but they come knock on nobody. Doors and try and get into your house. Yeah, come on, nobody. They knock on doors and try and get into your house. When you get a good look at them, they look like they're from a different time period. Then you see their face. They have no eyes, or rather, their eyes are so black, they look like they're not even there.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about it like that. Like that there actually are no eyes. I just thought they were black.
Yeah, no, I think there are eyes. I think they're just very shiny and black. You know how they say, like, your eyes are the windows to the soul? Mm-hmm. Well, if there's no soul, obviously there's nothing there. It's a black void.
Oh, shit. Hybrids.
Yeah, think of that.
Fucking hybrids.
Okay, so any encounter with them results in the most terrifying night of most people's lives. However, my encounter with them falls just short. For reference, I was 17 when this happened. At the time of writing this, I am 19, almost 20. I was working at an indoor water park that will be referred to as the Puddle. I don't know what they're talking about, but there you go, the Puddle.
That's funny.
I was a lifeguard and was the last one heading home late one night. I was soaking wet and freezing despite it being around 80 degrees out.
Okay.
So it's a little chilly for some reason. He says, I got into my car and locked it, pulling my phone out for some music. I read a couple of messages and got distracted. Suddenly, there was a tap on my window. I looked up and saw a couple of kids staring at me. I rolled down the window just enough to hear them clearly. What's up, guys? Are you lost? I asked in a polite tone. Mm-hmm. They didn't respond. Ooh. They didn't move at all. Finally, the smallest child spoke, and as he did, my heart dropped. The voice that came from this child's mouth was deeper than my own, and it was so deep it sounded like Satan himself was speaking to me.
Whoa, damn. He's kind of a storyteller, too. Put a little flourish on there.
He says, the child said, we just need a ride home. Could you let us in and take us there? He says, I couldn't move. I was frozen in fear. The child says, come on, mister, just open the door, he demanded, knocking again. As they were knocking, a car's headlights illuminated their faces. They had voids where their eyes should be. When they saw my look of horror, they grinned and started pounding on my window, so hard that I thought it would break. I kept trying to start my car, but it wouldn't start. Ooh.
Oh, God, so scary. Oh, my God, he can't even leave.
And these kids are pounding on his car. Finally, one of the housekeepers of the hotel the puddle was built around came out to throw away some trash. I heard them walking and went to warn them about the kids. When I looked up, they were gone. Now, this could have been a hallucination brought on by the amounts of stress I went through, but it was very real for me. Anyway, my car ended up starting, and I made it home in record time.
I bet.
Like I said, not the scariest thing that's happened to me, but it's up there. Let's just hope they don't find me again. And then someone commented, like, did you ever have any, like, you know, illness or any symptoms after encountering them? And he said, I did get very sick the next day. I had to call in to work and even had to go to the doctors, and they couldn't find anything wrong with me, even though I puked twice on the way there.
Oh, my God. I forgot that they cause, like, physical symptoms afterwards. I forgot you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
So did the other stories have... Do you remember, like, the first one, the guy that kind of broke the story? Did he say anything about... Did he get some kind of sickness, too?
I never saw or read anything about it. I mean, he could have. He could have talked about it in a different interview or story, But no, but there is another story. I couldn't find it to put it down, but I did hear about it on another YouTube, like a YouTuber's channel. And it was about this couple who I guess I don't know if they lived kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it was like snowing really bad. Two black-eyed children showed up on their doorstep and they did let them in. They let the kids come in.
Oh, my God.
And one of the kids said, like, can I use your restroom? And that's when the lady saw the black eyes, and she told him where the restroom was. And then they kept saying, like, our parents are going to come pick us up. And they're like, well, did you call your parents? And they're like, no, they know we're here. And the lady is like, okay. It was her and her husband. And the kids just, like, stood there. And then all of a sudden, there was, like, a knock on the door, and there was a car outside, and they went out and got in the car and left. And after that, I think, like, the husband, like, just got cancer out of nowhere. And there was, like, nosebleeds and, like, weird stuff going on after that. Like, I think the husband got really sick.
Oh, my God. Okay. So that's what happens if you actually let them in. You get
either really you come sick. Down with a sickness or they suck your soul out. I don't know. I mean, that's the only story I've read of where they actually get into someone's home.
Right. Because I'd imagine the way... I don't want to be like one of those old people get off my lawn or whatever, because I completely agree with this idea, but I feel like we're a lot less trusting as a society now. So it's like, if even if two little kids show up and ask to come in, it's like, why? What are you doing?
You know, there's so much weird stuff about what you can and can't do, and like there's so many scams and ways to be tricked. Like,
yeah,
there's the whole like you know, please, I'm hurt, let me in.
Yeah.
There's people chasing me, let me in. Like, if you let that person in, what's to say that they're not the person that's wielding the knife or the gun, or they're going to let somebody else in anyway? Like, there's so much that can go wrong.
Totally.
It makes me so sad to think if someone really needed help and they were on my doorstep, I wouldn't let them in, but I would be like, I'll call the cops for you or something.
I'll have the ambulance here as soon as they can get here, but I cannot let you in, and I'm not coming out. Because you never know. They could say whatever just to get in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there's, like, if a little kid, if there truly was a little kid on my front doorstep that said, can I please come in and call my mom? I'd be like, you know what, let's go stand in my driveway. Like, there's no reason for you to come into my house. Not because I wouldn't want them to feel comforted, but I would never want anyone to accuse me of, like, stealing their kid or anything like that. So,
yeah.
And this actually has happened to me. It was at some store. There was a little girl, like I forgot where she was, but she was, like, crying. I'm like, are you okay? She's like, I can't find my mom.
Aww.
I'm like, okay, let's go stand, like, right out in the open where everyone can see us, and I'll stand with you.
Yeah. And inside?
Yeah, well, we were already inside the store, but it was a very crowded, busy store, and she was just kind of standing off to the side crying, and I'm like, let's go stand out where people can see us.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to start walking away with the kid. because I wouldn't want anyone to be like, she's stealing my kid. I'd be like, we were looking for you. So I'm right. like, let's go walk over here and stand in one place, not moving, mm-hmm. so people can obviously see I'm not taking you anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And then your mom will be more likely to be, or whoever is you're with, they can probably see you a little better than if you're in the corner.
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah, there's so many things you have to be careful with when it comes to stuff like that. So...
Yeah, so it just makes sense that people would automatically be like, even if they're afraid and have this overwhelming compulsion to say yes for whatever reason to these mm-hmm. black-eyed children, it makes so much more sense for them to be like, nope, not allowed. You know, you can't come in here.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's really all I have for the black-eyed children. What's your theory? What do you think they are?
Oh my God, it's so scary to think about. Okay, I don't know. Some of the situations may be like copycats, like kids playing pranks by putting black contacts in and trying to freak people out.
Sure, yeah.
But that wouldn't explain the
Oh, God, we're talking about it, and you're getting symptoms.
I know.
Shit, black-eyed children gave you COVID.
I know, right? They evolved into germs.
Damn it.
Woo, sorry. That caught me out of nowhere. Do you need
a minute?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. it just went down the wrong way. Okay. So I feel like I've lost my train of thought.
Okay, so, let's assume that these are some kind of beings. Like, it's not just kids playing pranks, but let's say if these things are real, what would you say they are? Vampires, oh. extraterrestrial hybrids, time travelers, demons?
Yeah.
Dark powers of the Iroquois Indians?
Yeah, I feel like my main go-to theory for any of these... Any of the above things that you've mentioned, and Mothman included, and Sasquatch and all those, I kind of feel like they are all, if they are real, they might all be the same phenomenon, whatever that phenomenon might be. So it could be interdimensional beings, like they can just cross over real easy and then cross right back, and they're here to like mm-hmm. mess with our lives somehow. Sure. And that theory I got from the book Mothman Prophecies, because if you read it, like he's not the only one who's had that theory before. That was also in the book Communion that we did an episode on. He said the same mm-hmm. thing. He thinks that fairies, witches, like, you know, any number of mythological thing that we've had in our history might all be connected to whatever mainstream paranormal thing is going on. So even aliens, Sasquatches, maybe even black-eyed children, it's like they're mm-hmm. all here to just kind of mess with us a little bit, just enough to scare us and annoy us without mm-hmm. being able to come fully and introduce themselves and tell us what they are.
Okay.
That's kind of my theory for anything that's weird that happens. What about you? What do you think?
I really like the idea of the hybrid human and grays. I really like that.
Yeah, no, that I wouldn't say, I don't know for sure if that makes a lot of sense. It sounds like it makes sense, because with the eyes being like the grays and mm-hmm. them being creepy and like needing to be invited in and stuff, it's like if they are part human and part something else, why not part grays?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I feel like it's a very nice blend of all these things, because like they need to be invited in. That's a vampire thing. The eyes mm-hmm. and, well, the eyes, that's a good extraterrestrial thing. Time travelers are other dimensional beings. You know, it's old thing, especially with like the outdated language or something like that. And so for like the demons and it going back to like old Native American beliefs and ideas, like I just feel like it's all a blend of all of these. Like I really have a hard time, but I like the idea of it being the hybrid human grays.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, anybody who's been abducted and like been talked to by aliens, they come back and they're like, there are hybrid aliens walking around. I know it because I've seen them on the ship. So if you believe that people are being abducted, you've got to also take that into account, that there are probably hybrids on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, have you ever seen the movie They Live?
No, but I really want to.
It's an old John Carpenter movie. I think it was John Carpenter. Yeah, it's John Carpenter, written and directed from 1988.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's cheesy as you can get out, but it was really, really good. And I feel like fairly progressive for being a 1988 sci-fi movie.
I've heard so many good things about it. Like, my boyfriend Sam really wants me to watch that movie. He's like, I will make you watch it. I'm like, you don't have to make me. I want to watch it.
Well, I tell you what, watch it and we will review it for our Patreons.
That sounds great. I've got to find it first.
Yeah, go find it. Yeah, Kyle and I watched it because he's not really, I don't know, he's not into that kind of stuff, but he told me about it. He's like, you have to watch this. You're going to like it. And I watched it and I'm like, oh my God, it's so good.
Oh, that's awesome. So he,
I feel like they need to remake it though for like modern day. I think it'd be really good modern day, but the old special effects, like makeup and stuff, the old special effects are pretty bomb for back in the day. Like, I can really appreciate it.
Do you remember The Thing that was John Carpenter in the 80s?
I never saw that.
Not the remake. Oh, okay. Well, when we were watching, that's what brought up They Live, is because we were watching The Thing with Kurt Russell, and it's got really good practical special effects, and I was digging the movie, and then Sam's like, well, They Live is very similar, in that regard, at least.
Okay, I'll have to go watch The Thing now.
Yeah, you go watch The Thing, I'll go watch They Live.
Yes, and like, I'm not really for older movies. Like, I don't love older movies because the special effects and the acting are usually really bad, but the special effects I thought were pretty cool looking.
I love practical special effects. It's even if they're goofy looking, I kind of like them.
Yeah, no, I think you'll like it.
Did you say that your husband doesn't like scary movies?
It's not even like scary movies. He's just not into those kinds of movies, I guess. I don't know. We didn't watch a lot of movies together, but he's not really into those types, but okay. It was really good.
Interesting. Awesome.
All right, guys. Well, that's our episode. We love you for listening. Be sure to check us out on Instagram at Near Death Dolls Podcast, where we have lots of fun. You can check us out on the Twitter. Send us a tweet at Near Death Dolls, and Paige mans that, or woman's that, and did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Send us an email at neardeathdolls@gmail.com with your spooky, creepy, weird personal story. Hopefully we can get another
listener story.
My brain was zapped. Dear Dolly's listener episode. So if you have anything regarding weird things that have, maybe you've seen black-eyed children, maybe your children have done something creepy. Like, I love hearing stories about kids who do creepy shit. So if you have one, send it, please. Be sure to put in the subject line listener story or Dear Dolly's, and let us know if we can use your name. And if you have a social media you want us to shout out, we will do it.
Hell yeah, we will. That sounds great. Can't wait for a listener episode number 3. And I liked what I heard. Thank you, Lisa. That was a very good episode.
Oh, thank you.
And if you guys liked it too, please let us know by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also help us by taking a screenshot while you're listening to our episode to share on Instagram or Twitter. That is a lot. It's very simple, it's fast, free. We like it. You like it. It's a good time. If you feel like joining in on the fun, come on over to the Dark Dolly side and join our Patreon for some delicious extras. Like we were talking about before, we posted fall themed cocktails and stuff. So it's not all just spooks, but there is definitely spooks on there too. And dearest doll faces, please be kind to each other. Until next time, bye-bye. Toodles.
A special thanks to Sam Hears for our art and music.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links in our show notes,